Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm chatting away here in the studio. I'm very excited about my next guest because listen to this. The Late Late Toy Show is just phenomenal, isn't it? So much so that it's been turned into a musical. This is the greatest thing we never thought we wanted or needed, but we actually are so excited about. Yeah, the Toy Show the Musical, it goes live this December and tickets are on sale today. It's going to be amazing. And I'll tell you why it's going to be amazing. Grammy nominated Ruth Ann is the composer for the big show and she's here to tell me all. Ruth Ann, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So we were talking off air of how busy you actually are with the 5.5-month-old and you're composing a musical and yes, all this going on. And you've worked with some of the biggest names in pop like Britney and Niall Horan, Will.i.am, The Lot. Have you ever worked on something with as much pressure as the Toy Show?
Well, no, I don't think so. Especially because when you grow up watching, you know, the Toy Show is like a big tradition in my house and it's something, so it's like a phenomenon. So it's kind of like a big deal, yeah.
Let's have a listen to you and Saoirse and the gang kicking it all off last Friday. Have a listen to this.
I've been hurting too. Say no one's listening, but I can hear you.
I'm not going to play it all. People are going to have to get the tickets, Ruth Ann. I'm
oh
not. I will play.
Oh my God, you're saving it for the show.
I'm playing in full at the end. I'm playing in full. It's too good. You don't, I mean, you've been in musicals, you're a Billy Barry kid, you wear, obviously, but you're synonymous with the pop world. So what's it like going into the musical theatre world and being a composer and having full reign of this?
I know, it's a big challenge, but that's why I said yes, because in my career, I really like to keep it versatile. I like to do different genres of music. I definitely don't like to stay in the same wheelhouse. I like to try different things. And I grew up doing musical theatre. I love musicals, but I also think it's about me bringing what I do to the musical theater world so that it's, you know, you can sing along, it's got a bit of pop, it's got a bit of the musical theater aspect, it's got to be kind of a balance of both, and have people be accessible to people and people come to the theater and see some songs that they can sing along to and walk away singing. That's my goal.
Well, that's great, because a lot of people, there is a percentage of people who are like, oh, I'd never go see a musical. But now, like we were talking off air, there's stuff like Encanto and
yes,
Moana that have a bit more of a poppy feel and kind of kids enjoy a lot more and will drive them to the theatre. So what's the story? So you got this script and you have to write the music for it. What is the story?
So I can't give too much away.
Okay.
Because then...
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is centered around a young girl and her family, and it's got all the traditions of what we all go through as a family, I think, and the magic of the toy show and how, you know, you're preparing for the biggest night of their lives and how things happen and transforms their lives and everything like that. So it's very family tradition, and music is a big part of it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful story. I think it's going to be really good for adults, but also a really good for kids. Good messages, strong messages, fun, the magic of the toy show, like everything that the toy show brings to your household, you'll have in the theater.
Oh my God. See, I'm sold. Sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. But you have to promise us that Ryan Tuberty will not be singing.
He's not.
Yay!
He can't be in it. Everyone's been asking me, is Ryan in it? I'm like, he has a show that he does called The Toy Show that's on TV.
So who's involved then? Is there anybody we know involved?
Again, can't go into too many specifics. You'll have to come and see the show.
One of the best things about The Toy Show is sometimes it goes a bit arseways, you know, and then these clips go viral. Is there any room for that in the musical?
I mean, listen, I'm always thinking of, I mean, I think everyone nowadays is thinking of viral moments and how to do viral. I would say that there's going to be a lot of surprises in there that are going to make people very excited, very happy. And yeah.
Now, you have composed this. You have a 5.5-month-old.
Yes.
Now, there's a working mom. My God. What's it like writing a musical when you have a 5.5-month-old?
I think one of the first songs that I wrote for the musical, I wrote while she was... where I was breastfeeding her. Can I say, I can say that.
You can say
that. I was breastfeeding her on the boob in a car. And I got this, she's a little girl, and I was thinking of the little girl in the show. And I just was looking at her and I was thinking, what would I want my little girl to say and think at the age of the girl in the show?
Wow.
And I wrote it in the car. So that's kind of the way we're doing things. It's very on the fly, but don't worry. That's how I, do you know what? That's how I write most of my songs. I woke up in the middle of the night and wrote my song, The Vow, at 5 a.m. in the morning. So just in case people are like, that doesn't sound very professional. That's kind of how I roll. The ideas come to me in random places. But they're songs that people know and love today, hopefully. So
yes,
the musical
absolutely.
Songs will be just the same. And I'm working with an amazing orchestrator, Sarah Travis, of the show, and she's amazing. So it's going to be, the music is, I'm really excited. I want people to walk away from the show singing the songs, wanting to get the songs, like All the Same we have out right now, which I wrote with Jennifer Hudson. And I definitely don't sing it as good as Jennifer Hudson, but here we go. And but yeah, I wrote that with her, and that's why it's the first song from the musical, because it definitely kind of sums up the story and the message of everybody is the same and we all just need to be kind to each other.
Absolutely.
Love each other.
This feels quite big, this musical, doesn't it? It feels like it's just going to absolutely take off. And the fact that they got you involved is just amazing, because you come from, well, a music background, but not musical theatre background. So it sounds quite special. Something else special is happening in your life. We're not going to give too many details away, but you're getting married tomorrow.
I'm getting married, yeah.
My
I'm
God.
Heading down to my wedding weekend tomorrow. It's finally happening. We got engaged in 2019. All of you out there, COVID weddings know it's been a journey to get here. But we're getting married. I'm getting married to my fiance, my baby daddy. My little girl's the flower girl. We've got a chariot for her to come down the aisle. My dog Ruby's involved. She's got a dress, my little dog Ruby. So
amazing.
It's going to be, I'm so excited to just celebrate and have, this is going to be my weekend off.
Yes, you enjoy that. You deserve a weekend off. Ruth
Ann,
thanks so much for coming in to tell us all about the toy show, the musical. Where can people find out more and get tickets and all
that? You can go to rte.ie and you can get Toy Show the Musical. You can get tickets. I think they're on sale this Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
I really should know that.
Okay,
but
rte.ie. We'll get more info for you, and you can go and get your tickets and get more information.
Yes, Ruth, get tickets, bring the whole family.
I'm there.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.